content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me. I've got Aviana Barrientos, Jackie Schlegel, and Betty Dickin. I have a full studio this morning. Wow. And a great show lined up. We're going to be playing part two of Dell Bigtree's interview that we did in Austin on vaccines and vaccine safety. Part one was incredible. We've got a lot of response to it. And so looking forward to playing that tape here after our opening segment with Betty Dickin. She has been a licensed chemical dependency counselor for over 25 years, working from prevention to treatment. She hosted a lecture series for Meadows Behavioral Healthcare for 19 years. And in 2018, she founded the Signature Celebration event and the nonprofit group of artists and musicians in recovery. Signature celebrates the positive power of recovery rather than focus on the abuse of drugs and alcohol in the art and music industries. This event is happening in Dallas, Texas this Friday, June 14th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Unity Church in Dallas. Always so good to have you in studio. You talked about this last week. You're a radio star.
Thank you.
With Anna Dahara. So, Betty, it's so good to have you with us today. So let's talk about this second annual Signature event celebrating artists in recovery. Please tell us why you started Signature.
I think back when this was all bouncing around in my head for a couple of years, there's always such a focus on the negative. The news we pick up tells the negative. I want to focus on the positive. In my days of working with prevention, that again was a complaint for mine. I could take kids to do something positive and I couldn't get it covered. And so when I started looking at it, I realized we do all the focus on the negative on the other end, and there's nothing that I found in our country that focuses on the positive of artists and musicians in recovery. And their lifestyle puts them in positions that make their recovery harder than your average addict or mental health problem.
Well, yeah.
They're out there in the middle of it. And so
when you're a rock star, there's drugs and girls everywhere.
You're right. And they think that's what it's like they think, well, everybody's doing it that way. Well, guess what? Everybody's not. And so I created this really for us to celebrate artists and musicians in recovery and to show them that we're there to do what they need help with.
Well, I think it's so important what you're doing, and I thank you personally for the work that you're doing to make our community better here in Dallas. What can people expect to see at the event? I'm going to be there. I'm coming.
Great.
Friday night.
Great.
And so what can I expect to see?
Well, number one, we have added on food trucks this year because last year my musicians didn't get to eat, and so I've added that on. Then the doors will open. We have an art exhibit that I counted yesterday. We have 32 artists exhibiting in this,
which
is incredible.
Some of the pieces going to be for sale?
Yes. Talk directly with
the artist,
yes. We have an area called Arts Alley. Arts Alley is for the, in quotes, other arts. Like we have painted rocks, we have crafts, we have things like that that people have gotten into. In the art exhibit, we have also added on a section for photography.
Oh, wow.
That's a new one from last year, and with all the art. Then we have a section, this will be our fourth section, that is called the Spoken Word Cafe. Because many people, as they start in their recovery, will start journaling. And a lot of times those journals end up then to be poems. And so songs. Yes. In fact, I know of one now that is a poem that they're working on the music for, because that's where so many of our songs come from.
Back a few years ago when I was going through a lot of heartbreak, I wrote some of the best songs.
Yeah. Well, I think of all the country western ones that just tug at your heart.
And, I wrote a country western one too. It was called Circle in My Pocket.
Okay, well, now maybe we need you in signature next year. Be careful. Be careful what you say to me. So, and the one thing I really want to stress that is new this year, too, is I actually commissioned a song to be written as the signature finale.
Oh, nice.
And so we will herd everyone back into the Sanctuary Auditorium, and the last 30 minutes is going to be... I heard the song and cried all the way through it.
Oh,
so
wow.
Let's see how we do.
How can people learn more about Signature as well as artists and musicians in recovery? Where can they go?
The best place is to go to our website, artsrecovery.org.
Good job. You want to change seats with me?
No, thank you. I'm going to be too busy out celebrating at this party.
Well, it was really a pleasure to meet you and have you in studio today with us, Betty Dickin. Everyone, we've got a great show coming up. We've got Jackie Schlegel. She's going to be talking about current legislation. She's going to summarize it for summer initiatives for Texans for vaccine choice. And, of course, part two of Del Pigtree's incredible interview. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Well, I never lived the dream of the prime kings and the drama queens. I'd like to think. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, and Jackie Schlegel. Her segment's going to be coming up here after we listen to this beautiful broadcast that we recorded in Austin. We're featuring it today, the second half of the interview we did with Del Bigtree. Del was an Emmy Award-winning producer of the daytime talk show The Doctors for 6 years with a background as a filmmaker and investigative medical journalist. He has devoted his career to vaccine safety research, and he is the producer of the film Vaxxed and host of the talk show The High Wire. We've got the pleasure to speak with him at the Texas State Capitol in Austin for a vaccine choice rally. Here's part two, as I said, of the interview. I hope you enjoy it.
Here's the problem, you know. I think the reason that more people are not coming on board and listening is because we've turned it into a political issue. We've got to create unity to bring both sides together so that they can listen to you. They can listen to you and understand the logic and the facts that you present here today. Your brain is brilliant. I'm absolutely, truly fascinated. And I apologize again for not watching the film.
Oh, no,
it'll be one of the first films that I watch when I get back to Dallas.
It's only one stat now I have amongst, you know, I could talk for days on this subject.
Yeah.
But Vaxxed is great for all other reasons. You should see it. It's not because I made it. It does something that nothing I've ever seen does. It really, truly changes hearts and minds. There's something in that movie that really grabs people. And that's what they're afraid of. That's why they're censoring it. That's why Amazon just pulled it off of the internet.
Right.
So you can't get to it.
It's so crazy. So I can't get to it now?
You can. Best place to go would be to go to vaxthemovie.com. That's a distributor. You can buy it there.
Oh, okay.
And I think on Vimeo you can still stream it.
Well, so, you know, what is your primary end goal in this fight? What do you want to see happen?
Well, I want to see America hold on to the First Amendment. I want to see us uphold free speech, religious choice, medical choices. That's what this country represents, number one, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I support you if you want to vaccinate your children. I have no problem with that. I'm not here trying to get them to get rid of vaccines. I will be personally working to make the science better. I want those products you're injecting your kids to have to go through safety studies.
Yeah.
And so I work as an advocate for people that believe in vaccines. But this is really about, does the pharmaceutical industry and ultimately the government of the United States own your child's body? Because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
People that are advocating for a mandated vaccine program are saying, I believe my child should be the property of the United States of America and not of their family.
Yeah.
And that is a tragic and dangerous move in any nation in the world. We've seen this before. Take the word vaccines out of this discussion for a second. What you are advocating for all those out there that are advocating for mandated vaccines, is what you're saying is, I want the government of the United States to be able to inject my children with whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and I don't want to be able to have a say in the matter. And guess what? Healthy People 2020 is developed by Health and Human Services. In 2020, they want to be able to force mandate vaccines on adults.
Right.
So you're next.
Yeah.
So now think about, it might be hard to think about in terms of your child, which is weird to me, but I'll say to people, you realize they're coming after you next,
no.
And they'll say, oh, over my dead body. No, no.
Yeah, no, I have this.
No, you are about to lose the right,
right.
to control what is injected into you mm-hmm. by your government.
Well,
who would do that looking at history?
Right.
I mean, we cannot be so arrogant. And our founding fathers, I'm not anti-American, I'm pro-American. Our founding fathers said, never get so complacent that you think your government is always going to side with you, that they're going to be there for you. You need to be able to rise up. You need to always keep your government in control. Never give them so much control that there's nothing you can do about it. They warned us of moments like this.
Right.
And who's pushing it?
Right.
Not government officials, not really health officials, the pharmaceutical institution wants to own your body, which was finishing up the point I was going to make. This is the only product they make that has no safety. They don't have to do safety studies. They don't have to pay for that. They don't have to do advertising because it's forced upon you by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot, you know, they cannot be sued any mistake they make. It's a perfect product, and it's why the future of their industry is all vaccines. There are thousands of trials going on. There are already hundreds of new vaccines being approved. They're going to start turning drugs into vaccines. If they can add a biological element and call it a vaccine, it fits into all the categories I just said. No safety studies, no liability, pushed on you by the government. That's why they're in Washington. They want you to be stupid enough to say, I don't want to have a choice mm-hmm. in what's injected being by the government. Guess who's electing your government? The pharmaceutical industry.
Absolutely. What do you think of Bill Gates?
I think he's misled. I think that, you know, I had the opportunity to go to the Gates Foundation and do a tour through the Gates Foundation. And there's people on my side that think he's the Antichrist or whatever. I mostly think people mean well. I think that a lot of these people have good intentions. I think Bill Gates, I believe, I could be wrong. But my sense of walk around is this is a guy who cares. I think he thinks vaccines
I think he
are,
genuinely cares.
You know, he
yes.
genuinely cares. He just hasn't looked at the science.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But we all, and not
well,
just...
we all want to trust.
We want to trust.
We want to trust. We want to believe
trust
in the
people
truth.
That went to school for 8 years. We want to say they know more than I do. And even Bill Gates, who's really smart, is still going to defer his understanding and mm-hmm. his brain to this product and saying, how could all these health officials be wrong? How could the CDC be wrong? How mm-hmm. could the FDA be wrong? How could the World Health Organization? I'm going to support those groups in everything they want to do, except that those groups really only need a few scientists, mm-hmm. a few bad actors, as Thompson points out in Vaxxed.
Right.
You know, we committed scientific fraud. It wasn't all the CDC. It was five scientists. That study, by the way, that's in the heart of Vaxxed, was the last study ever funded by our government in America looking at, do vaccines cause autism? It was the last one, and it's a complete and total fraud. Since 2004, when that study came out, when they say, well, we just don't want to investigate this, it costs too much money, they haven't. There's not been a red cent spent looking at, do vaccines cause autism, even though they've come up with no other explanation for it. That and I put it like this, it's sort of like a legal case or a murder, you know, case where you have a lineup. The only person that has been taken out of the lineup in this murder case or in this autism case is the one that hundreds of thousands of eyewitnesses pointed to in the lineup. You took that one thing they pointed to. Nobody's saying my child had, you know, some beef and the next day they started having seizures and mm-hmm. regressed in autism, lost the ability to walk and talk. They all said vaccines with my own eyes the night they got it. had seizures, fevers. The next day, they started stumbling when they were walking fine. Then all of a sudden, their speech started slurring, and they lost the ability to walk. And now they're 18 years old, and they're in diapers, and they never spoke again. Do you know how many witnesses have given that testimony? And our health agencies took everybody's eyewitness account, the one thing they pointed to, which was vaccines, and they took it out of the discussion and said, we will never look at that again. Think about that.
Wow.
We will look at everything but vaccines. And here's the fact. When they tell you, and you go to the CDC website, and it says vaccines, plural, do not cause autism, I want you to know the truth. There are 16 vaccines we're giving in 72 doses to your children. Of the 16 vaccines, only one has ever been through studies looking at, does this vaccine cause autism? And that's the MMR vaccine. Not DTaP and Tdap, even though millions of parents claim that was the one that did it. Not hepatitis B, none of them. So they can't even legally say vaccines, plural, do not cause autism. They could say the MMR vaccine doesn't cause autism. And if you watch Vaxxed, you'll recognize that the study that they point to is a fraud. But okay, at least be honest, the only studies you ever did was the MMR. They cannot do an MMR study and then say all vaccines do not cause autism. That is a straight up lie. And every time you hear it, I want you to know whoever's telling you that, they have no science to back that statement up.
Wow. It's been wonderful sitting here speaking with you. We're going to be going out on the south stairs. Is that what they call it? South stairs here in a few minutes. And I'm fascinated with your mind mostly and how you have captured all this in your head and made sense of it and are able to deliver the information so well.
Well, thank you. I mean, I feel blessed, to be here.
Well, so what started this passion in you? What happened?
Well, it was two things. I was producing the Doctor's Television Show. I was one of the top producers, 7 producers on that show. I'd won an Emmy Award, so things were going great.
Yeah.
And then someone tipped me off that there was a whistleblower inside the CDC that was going to claim that vaccines cause autism. That was a huge story.
Mm-hmm.
And I pitched it on the doctors to my executive producers, and they said, no way. We're not doing that story. We're not going to go after the CDC. They're friends of ours. We're not going to implicate pharma. And I was, I wasn't surprised by it. That was a medical talk show. We do, interstitials. We do things with pharma, so it wasn't shocking. What was shocking was 2 weeks later, I had to jump on the story. And that's all I said to them. I just want you to know you heard it from me first. 2 weeks later, when this scientist did come out online and was saying things like, every time I see a child with autism, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm a part of the problem. It's the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life was covering this up. When he made that statement, not a single news agency covered it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single New York Times post. Nobody sent Woodward and Bernstein down to say, if this is what this scientist is saying, either prove him wrong or dig deeper. That's a massive, this is the biggest medical story in the history of the world, this is true. And find out, and by the way, he still works there. I want to make this point. He didn't go crazy. He didn't just suddenly disappear. He still works there. This is one of our top scientists who is still protected by whistleblower status. So when no one covered that, I recognized that this was a bigger issue and story.
Mm-hmm.
As a journalist, I knew that there's two ways to cover that story and sell papers. If it's all about money, you could say CDC needs to do a better job at HR. They've got crazy lunatics saying things like that are on top of our most important studies saying that they're committing fraud, and do a story about the lunatic at the CDC. They didn't do that story, and they didn't do the one that he was telling them, which was, I have 10,000 documents, which he provided, proving we covered this up. He handed all of the data to anyone that wanted it, and no one at CNN wanted that data. No one at MSNBC wanted that data. No one at Fox wanted that data. That piqued my curiosity. But then what pushed me over the top was Senator Richard Pan came onto our show. This is the senator in California. And in fact, it was supposed to be on my show. The truth is, and I think God works in mysterious ways, I was already churning and upset with the fact that I was not being allowed to cover what looked like the biggest medical story in history.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get called over to the stage, and they were saying, I had a show where one of my guests had fallen through, and we were about to air it because it's a tape show. We're taping a segment that's going to go into your show. And I walked over to the stage, and Senator Richard Pan went onto the stage. I'm looking at all the monitors as we do as producers, and he starts selling this law that's going to force vaccinate every child that wants to go to private or public school in California without the parents' consent.
Right.
And I saw this man speaking, and I thought, my God, that's Nazi Germany. That right there. There's no two ways. I mean, maybe I'm overstating it. Maybe I don't see this. But for me, it struck me like that. You are telling me that we're going to allow our government to inject our children with things we have no control over? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
There's people that think Donald Trump is the most dangerous human being in the world. On the other side of it, there's people that thought that Hillary Clinton is the most dangerous mm-hmm. person in the world. But what you have to ask yourself is, do you want to give those people the right to inject your children? That's what you are doing.
Yeah.
Think the president, and imagine an actor worse than either of those two. I mean, we're capable of it. You look around this country, it's possible we could make a real error in who we elect. The president, the president puts into place the head of the CDC, the head of the FDA, the head of the EPA, the head of the National Institute of Health. If they have bad intentions for maybe a group, a minority or something in this nation, you will have no control over it because you have no control over what's being injected into you. That's how that moment struck me, and that's where the passion began. And only through a set of miracles and unbelievable, call them coincidences, I think there's something bigger going on, I ended up falling into a documentary that was already being made about William Thompson when I mm-hmm. couldn't tell that story. And of course, I've been speaking out against Senator Pan, and my whole career changed. I left television so that I could investigate what I believe is the most important issue of our lifetime in the world, but most specifically in a nation that is trying to say that we are free, that we have liberty. We don't have that if we lose control of our bodies.
You're listening to Del Bigtree. He is a producer of the controversial film Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. After the break, we'll play the conclusion of my discussion with Del Bigtree. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. If you're just now joining us, we're playing a pre-recorded interview with Emmy Award winner Del Bigtree. Before the break, Del talked about the red tape that was put on CDC whistleblowers and the earth-shattering moments that inspired him to produce Vaxxed. Remember, if you missed part one of this interview, which aired yesterday, you can find the full interview at oneliferadio.com. Here's the conclusion of my discussion with Del Bigtree.
And my whole career changed. I left television so that I could investigate what I believe is the most important issue of our lifetime in the world, but most specifically in a nation that is trying to say that we are free, that we have liberty. We don't have that if we lose control of our bodies.
I couldn't agree more.
Pharmaceutical industry, and that's what's
well,
happening.
And I think the pharmaceutical industry is behind the marijuana issue. I think marijuana should be legal in this country. It helps a lot of people. It's a plant that is on the earth like any other plant,
mm-hmm.
and it has tremendous benefits, and yet the government has control over that mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
And there are people in prisons.
Well, and why the government pharma is telling government officials do not let that be legalized. Why? Because they can't patent it.
Right.
Because they can't own it. Because they can't charge you $150 a pill for it. Because it's putting OxyContin out of business.
Right.
Because people that have chronic pain are suddenly doing fine, and
right.
they can get it down the street in Colorado, in California, and Texas should be next.
Yeah. Well, what I've seen here in the last 24 hours, as a journalist as well, not with the experience that you have, but I'm new at this game.
You're doing a great job.
Only 8 years in, but I'm very passionate about the truth, because where there's smoke, there's fire,
mm-hmm.
and as my father would say, show me a liar and I'll show you a thief.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in New York, and my dad, I think of him often, because he was fearless. and he hated a liar. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on in this country. So much fraud. Yep. So much lying going on. Like you said in the opening when we first started about you follow the money trail. Mm-hmm. You know, you follow the money trail and you'll find the truth, which is what we're all seeking. But the thing that I was going to say that I find problematic that I see here today, and I've addressed it a couple of times, is I feel like we need to take the politics out of this issue. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, a Libertarian, or a Democrat. We are one. We need to create unity. We need to somehow bring this country back together.
I think this is the issue that can do that. But it's not the people that are here marching today that are making it a political issue. It's our politicians are doing. This should never have been a political discussion. A product made by the pharmaceutical industry should never be something that the government has anything to do with.
Right.
So it's already, from the moment it starts forcing upon people, it's put itself into a position that is unnatural. It's unnatural to have an industry being foisted upon people by our government. That that ends up really being the definition of fascism, if you look at the history of it. That's fascism, okay? So they've already made it political. Senator Richard Pan made this political. What I say is really they unearthed a monster, and it's their own fault. You know, for all said and done, over 90% of people at one point were not were mostly vaccinating their children, right? There was only the small group, usually about 2% of totally unvaccinated kids or less, depending on where you lived. And Senator Pan decided to attack that a minority group and take away their rights. We didn't need this. If his herd immunity, which is a myth, and I could explain that another time because we probably don't, but if herd immunity exists, it exists because you have 95% vaccine uptake. He had that. He had that in California. And instead, he wanted to go after that remaining 2% and make laws and oppress a minority, which is supposed to be illegal in this country. We have rights to the minority that just because you're outnumbered doesn't mean you're not allowed a voice. So, and now if you look at it, it's very specific. Hasidic Jews cannot go out into public spaces in Rockland County because they don't believe in vaccinating. So we are watching what Nazi Germany, how this all began happening right before our very eyes. These people have always been here. Nothing happened this year that suddenly measles is more dangerous or there's more measles. It's the same amount of people, a couple hundred people every year get it, whether it's eradicated or not. But he made this a political issue. But here's the problem. They made people like me start explaining why we are not vaccinating our kids.
Yeah.
And that they cannot handle. And that's why this is exploding all over this country.
Well, it's funny because on my radio show, I love to play the soundbite from the Brady Bunch episode from December 26, 1969. And Carol's in the living room and Peter comes home. And Peter says, Mom, they sent me home from school. They say I have the measles. And she said, he said, I have a fever of 104. And she said, oh, you do look a little red. So she calls Mike, tells Mike that Peter's got the measles. Yeah. And then they segue into the kids are all upstairs in the beautiful little Brady bedrooms that I always wanted as a kid. And there they are. And Jan says, if you're going to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
Right, they're all playing like Monopoly
and they're,
or something.
Yeah, Monopoly. They're all
table,
on the bed and they're going, shots. And then so they go downstairs. And then Carol is checking off measles. Well, Greg's got the measles. Jan, you know, all of us on this chart, if you will.
Chalkboard
in the kitchen. Oh. And she said, well, I guess that's it. The Bradys are done with the measles. They were all so happy. And it was not a big deal. Oh. And then and Alice comes around the corner and she's like, not so quick. And you know, the laugh track plays. But that was 1969.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, what's happened in the last 50 years? I say it's unprecedented fraud and greed. It's a bacteria that is destroying this country.
It's propaganda. I mean, anyone listening, I hope there's people listening that really are terrified of the measles, because what you just said is true. If you don't think you've been brainwashed, then go and watch that clip.
Right.
Because here's the point.
The Mighty Ducks, 1992.
Right.
The other team had the measles. Nobody was going, oh my God, they've got the measles. We need to hide. You know?
But here's what they're saying. When you listen to Dr. Paul Offit or Dr. Stanley Plotkin or Peter Hotez, these are sort of the big mouthpieces for the pharmaceutical industry. What they will say is anti-vaxxers are rewriting the history. Because they haven't had these diseases around them, they're making them seem more trivial than they were. Measles was actually really deadly. And I point all the time to the Brady Bunch episode and say, really? Really? So if measles was deadly, why was there a laugh track on the number one hit
exactly.
show in America?
Right.
Don't you think someone would have written in and said, my kid died of the measles. How dare you make
right.
fun of it on a sitcom? That didn't happen.
Right.
That didn't happen because people do not die from the measles.
From the measles. No,
okay?
They don't.
The stats are, I mean, the truth is, at the worst, in 1960, before there's ever a vaccine, I mean, I'm a data guy, right? I mean, this is what I do. The numbers are this. There would be about 400 people that would die of measles every year, usually very, very sick with other issues
right.
that would, you know, get the measles because millions of people got the measles. In fact, the numbers come out that 1 in 10,000 people that got the measles would die of the measles. That's a zero. And by the way, if you look at population numbers, 1 in 500,000 people in America would die every year from the measles. That's nothing. That's zero. There, you get hit by more cars. There's more other ways to die. Hospitals. Right now, the death of death by accident in hospitals. You know how many people die from that every year? 250,000 or more.
It's the third leading cause of death.
Third leading cause of death. Mm-hmm. So when we really try to put in perspective, you going to a hospital is putting you at a 100 times the risk or more than measles is.
And it's all billable.
And it's all billable. So, you know, we cannot allow the lies from the pharmaceutical industry that's being put forward by doctors repeat these things. It was a joke. Measles is a joke. It's uncomfortable. You know, I had chicken pox. I don't know if I had the measles. I don't remember.
Me either.
But I think
I had the chicken pox.
Sort of like the Brady Bunch. They're like,
yeah.
You sure can't beat it because they were all running right. around playing. Right now, you know, we're terrified of literally tens of people up in Washington mm-hmm. have the measles, like just over 100 in mm-hmm. New York. Mm-hmm. And all those kids are jumping on trampolines in their backyards right now. I mean, we're acting like the Black Plague is
hit.
And even more disturbing is those people, and we never report on this. We'll talk about the Disneyland outbreak. But every one of these people getting measles this year, you know what they're going to be? They're going to be the strongest pillar for herd immunity in your community.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Because they can never get the measles again. They will stand as a wall. It's better than Trump's wall. The wall against measles. You should be thanking these parents and families mm-hmm. that decide to let their kids have the measles because you will have to get a vaccine every 10 years the rest of your life, and hopefully it's working for you. For a good 5 to 10%, it doesn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
And for others, it wears off within 2 or 3 years. If you're lucky, it lasts 10 years. So there will never be herd immunity unless you have parts of your community that had the measles. This is something I'm starting to get into. I think the only thing that the measles vaccine eradicated is herd immunity. Because
wow.
what is happening mm-hmm. is that our baby boomers is the last generation, by the way, the largest generation we have, right? They are the biggest population. They all had the measles. So all of the effects of they're saying we're losing herd immunity. You're not losing herd immunity because of vaccination. You're losing it because the baby boomers are starting to die.
Right.
And the truly immune, the ones with perfect immune systems and lifelong immunity, measles, are leaving our country and leaving
right.
this planet. And we are left with, you know, I say we're losing the Ferrari of immunity
right.
and we're replacing it with the Pinto of immunity.
Yeah.
Something you have to do every 5 to 10 years and it's failing.
Yeah, and you can't help. I had this thought. I thought, my parents have both passed, but I had this thought with my dad. It's like, how come my dad lived to be 98? You know, full head of hair, all mm-hmm. his teeth, you know, beautiful skin. He never had any immunizations, I don't think, at all, because he was born in, like, I think 1925 or 1930.
Yeah.
You know, he never had any immunizations.
Yeah.
And so what do we, you know, you can't talk about this without looking back, as you said, when I heard you speaking earlier about the history of our health in this country or worldwide, let's just make it worldwide, without looking at examples like my dad. Okay, he never had one immunization and he had pretty much perfect health his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
He was Italian, Mediterranean diet, you know, believed in exercise, relaxation, good wine,
yeah.
nice family time, you know.
Yeah.
He loved his family. And I often wonder what he would say now.
I think he'd be appalled. I think that so many generations before us. I'm a little annoyed with the grandmothers and grandfathers that are not speaking out right now about this and saying, you know, kids, we all had the measles. Think about it.
Right.
I haven't met a single family that had a story. You know, that great Aunt Bess died of the measles.
Yeah.
Heard that story.
Well,
There's not a Thanksgiving table that's ever talked about someone in the family that died in the past the measles. Who was it?
Listen, people are fearful. When I first started this radio show, I can remember having a panic attack after saying the word Monsanto the first time 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, because you hear the stories of how powerful they are and what happens to people. And it's very scary. As a mother, I still have, my youngest is 14. You know, I want to live a full life. I want to be there for my children, my grandchildren. I don't want to die. I don't want to be murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear stories like that, you know, and you wonder if they're true. But I think so many people are just, they're fearful. They're uneducated about it. Mm-hmm. Who has time to do the research that you've done or I've done? I've read 20 plus books on this going back 23 years. A lot of people don't have that time because they're underpaid.
So let me make it easy for them really quick. All they have to do is go to my nonprofit's website.
There you go.
ICanDecide.org. ICanDecide.org. And we have all sorts of papers in all different tabs. But we have a government tab. And I've been in a debate with my nonprofit with Health and Human Services. We sent them a 35-page document laying out all the problems, a lot of what I've talked about here. They responded with their defense of the vaccines. And now at the top of that page, if you go to the government, it's ICANN versus Health and Human Services response. It's an 88-page document. It's only 88 pages. You can read it in about an hour and a half. And it lays out all of the points that I've investigated as a journalist. And you can ask yourself, once you've read that, that's all it's going to take. Give it that time. You don't have to be able to recite them. I don't care if you go out and talk about it. But for your own personal understanding, for your daughter that's pregnant is about to give birth, if you're pregnant and you're about to give birth, at least put that time in. Go read that document. And if after that, that doesn't start, or easier, watch Vaxxed. Mm-hmm. Vaxxed will begin a journey for you that you cannot stop. You really feel emotion. You get to see what's going on with people. And Vaxxed has that. It has real true stories. It has lots of scientists, including, by the way, when I have to read all the time now that my movie has just been censored off of Amazon or anywhere else. And they'll say they're looking to remove Vaxxed from every library in America. So that's real to me. That's book burning.
It is book burning.
And they'll say Vaxxed and the misinformation. And
you have
think
a right
to
decide.
What in misinformation are they talking about? In Vaxxed is the Nobel laureate prize winner who discovered the HIV, how to detect the HIV virus, Dr. Luc Montagnier. Dr. Luc Montagnier believes vaccines cause autism,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Better yet than that is just about 5 months ago, Dr. Andrew Zimmerman came forward. This is a doctor who was used by the government of the United States to defend the vaccine program to say that vaccines do not cause autism. He was the world's leading neurologist and the world's leader on autism. And so he was hired by the government. But guess what? When they were trying to kick all of these cases out of the vaccine court, the first case, he said, yep, there's no mechanism by which vaccines cause autism. But then he ran into a case of Hannah Poehling. Because John Poehling, guess what, worked at the same neurology institute that Zimmerman did. And they suddenly witnessed how it had happened. And they watched her and they investigated her. And what they discovered was, he said he ended up going to the Department of Justice. He's supposed to be defending vaccines in court. And he says to their lawyers, I'm changing my statement. I have discovered now the mechanism by which a vaccine causes autism. And he said, if the child has a pre-existing mitochondrial disorder, the vaccine then can create an encephalopathy event and lead to autism. Guess what the Department of Justice did? They fired him that night. He was not brought in as a witness in the case the next day. But here's the problem. There was four more cases that were going to decide the fate of all autistic families. They decided, even though they'd fired him as a witness, he was still the number one neurologist in the world. And so they quoted in those cases, the reason we know that vaccines don't cause autism is because Dr. Andrew Zimmerman, the leading neurologist in this field, has said there's no mechanism by which a vaccine causes autism. And they read his old statement and they used it to throw these cases out of court. He's just submitted an affidavit to the Department of Justice and said that they are lying about my testimony. So there are multiple whistleblowers, multiple scientists here and around the world that know that vaccines can and do cause autism. So this is what the pharmaceutical industry is afraid of. This is why they're trying to take your rights away. They want to force inject you before the truth comes out.
Wow. Until the truth comes out about vaccines, all those things that we're doing wrong in our society, we will not have world peace. We will not have health, and we will not have happiness. And I just want to thank you personally for being brave enough and doing this work to help get the truth out for Americans. And I guess they were supposed to be on the steps right now.
Oh, really? Well, thank you for being brave enough to have me on. I better get out on those steps.
Yeah, and I hope you'll come back.
I will.
And join us again on the air.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. So any comments before we go to break?
Wow.
I know, that's what I've got written down is wow.
It's amazing.
You know, that's the first I've heard it since we recorded it back in, when were we in Austin, Jackie?
April.
That's May? What I was thinking.
End March. Of March. Yeah.
It's all ran
and
together
so,
for me.
Yeah.
Pretty shocking. So I'm glad we did it, though, and I'm glad we did this broadcast. We've got more coming up with Jackie Schlegel. She's the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio with me and Jackie Schlegel as well. She is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. When legislators are led astray and propose poorly written bills that will take away vaccine choice and parental rights, Jackie Schlegel stepped up to the plate and said, not on my watch. In 4 years, Jackie took a group of just a bunch of moms and turned them into the epitome of grassroots activism. The group is now a political action committee for over 20,000 women, men and women, 20,000 followers, as well as several thousands of members who proudly call themselves Texans for Vaccine Choice. Her unshakable dedication inspires all members to have laser focus on one goal and one goal only, to maintain vaccine choice in the great state of Texas. Their website is texansforvaccinechoice.com. That's texansforvaccinechoice.com. So great to have you back in studio.
Thank you so much,
Jackie.
For having me.
Love this woman. I do. She's a powerhouse, and she's a passionate mother and just an overall wonderful, intelligent woman. So we haven't had you in studio with us for a while now, maybe a month or a month and a half or so. So give us the details. What's going on right now with vaccine rights in Texas and everywhere in the country?
You know, I should be sitting here having our victory celebration. I should be really excited because we made it out of legislative session. It officially ended at the end of May, and we won. We didn't have any bad bills that passed that would infringe on your rights to choose for you and your family. That's a very exciting development.
That's a big deal.
But as I sit here in this studio and I listen to Del Bigtree and I listen to the stories and the families, my heart is so broken. Mm-hmm. Because yes, we maintained our rights, but first and foremost, the fact that we're even having to have this fight, we were just talking about this, the fact that the government believes that they are better equipped than we are to make these very mm-hmm. personal decisions in our life, that's a problem. And secondly, I look back and I think about our children, the thousands of them. I think about my own daughter. Mm-hmm. You took one for the
and
team.
And let's just tell our listeners, you know, you had to institutionalize your daughter from a vaccine injury that she received at what age?
4 months.
4 months old. I mean, and you know, the financial burden, the mental burden, the emotional burden on these parents is it's It's so powerful when you see it in person like I did that day on the steps in Austin.
It is very powerful.
A sea of people, a sea of injured children because they made a choice.
And let me tell you what else is powerful. You know, Del Bigtree, he speaks very well to the science and the statistics. He has a very powerful story. I'm a mom. I travel across the state. I connect with families. I listen to their stories. And I know from my experience, from my work, children are being harmed.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to them. I see their families falling apart. I see them desperate just to just, you know, have some sort of hope for these children that they vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But every single week as I travel and I connect with families, I'm seeing another group.
Mm-hmm.
And these are these healthy, articulate, beautiful, unvaccinated children. And you cannot deny the difference between the two mm-hmm. populations.
Right.
And it's inspiring to see these families, but to know that they might not have a choice to continue to raise these happy, healthy children mm-hmm. really terrifies me.
Well, and the one thing that was coming to mind is the group of women, MAM Mama, Mothers Advocating for Medical Marijuana, which is one of
They're
the few
phenomenal.
Things that can treat these children and calm them down and stop the seizures and the suffering. And they don't even have that. They have to go underground in order to treat their children because the state of Texas will not make will not pass medical marijuana.
I do want to go ahead and give them a little bit of shout out because they did phenomenal work. The Mama Group.
Oh, yeah,
and they actually did pass some legislation this session. So congrats to them.
Oh, I did not know that. That is awesome news. Yeah. And so what did they get passed?
Well, you know, you have to reach out to them for the exact details, but there is a law that will go into effect that allows some sort of
relief
for these children. Wow. I know it's not enough, but it's a good step.
It's a good step in the right direction. We've had several people on the show that we had on that talked about their children. We changed their names, of course. But the what was the name of the one woman that was on the show? Oh, we can't say her real name. No, well, the founder. We had the founder on, but there was this one story that was very, very poignant about a child that had suffered for many, many years. I mean, you know, she had to go underground, like I said, in order to get her child the medical marijuana that she needed in order to treat him and stop the suffering and the seizures and, you know, the headbanging and all these
things.
It's
really cruel what these kids live with on a daily basis.
It is.
And as a caregiver, it's devastating to watch.
Oh, and the financial burden to these families. I mean, it's just, it really needs addressed.
Can we talk about that more when we come back?
Absolutely. I hope you can come back. We're out of time for this show, but when you come back, yes, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So great to have Jackie Schlegel back in studio. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We really enjoyed putting it out there today. And you know what? You truly only get one body, one mind, and one life. So get out there today and make the most of it.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.